excerpt from The Little Match Girl by Hans Christian Andersen. It was terribly cold. It snowed and was already almost dark. Evening came on, the last evening of the year. In the cold and gloom, a poor little girl, bareheaded and barefoot, was walking through the streets. When she left her own house, she certainly had had slippers on. But of what use were they? The little maid lost them as she slipped across the road, where two carriages were rattling by terribly fast. So now the little girl went with her little naked feet, which were quite red and blue with the cold. In an old apron, she carried a number of matches and a bundle of them in her hand. No one had bought anything from her all day, and no one had given her a farthing. Shivering with cold and hunger, she crept along, a picture of misery.
Is there a Santa Claus? This famous editorial first appeared in the New York Sun, September 21st, 1897. We take pleasure in answering at once and thus prominently the communication below, expressing at the same time our great gratification that its faithful author is numbered among the friends of the Sun.
Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the Sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street, New York City.
Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
Then after the telling of the stories comes the time for the singing of carols. Carols from Germany, from England, from Holland, from France, they're all part of our own tradition. And we'd like for you to join in with us in this part of the program on the verses that are printed in your programs.